My brothers and sisters in Christ, the profound wisdom of Christ opening up for us now again in the fifth chapter of St. Matthew's Gospel, the Sermon on the Mount. How can we follow such advice? An eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth, so natural for us, it seems, in this life. Somebody cuts me off, somebody hits me, somebody does something against me, I have every right to cut them back. I have every right to revoke and to be blunt with them. Jesus says, or do we? Do we have that right? Certainly we can, and certainly we do so often. Just work on impulse. But Jesus, remember, is sitting up on the mountain, and his disciples have come up the mountain with him. And so there's something more here, a higher perspective, a higher view. Offer no resistance to one who is evil. The resistance, the desire to get back at them, is where the evil one finds us vulnerable. And Jesus is here to overthrow the evil one. Jesus is able to see where we are hurt, and he's able to take care of us and take care of the situation if we allow him. He's showing us that he is trustworthy because he's come down from heaven, not to sit up on a mountain where we can't come, but because we can draw near to him, where we are poor, hungry, thirsting for what is right. We are longing for purity of heart. We can see God. And so St. Paul teaches us in that first reading what happens when it is that we follow Christ, when we really receive that grace into our hearts, when we hear his words, when we start following him. In everything, we have to start going through afflictions, hardships, constraints, beatings, imprisonments, riots, labors, fasts. And we do all of these things with these powerful graces that God gives us. Let's pray today for the grace to endure what God offers to us and not lose that peace that is beyond all understanding. It's the peace of Christ that we are privileged to have, and it comes to us in the person of Jesus in the Eucharist. We prepare our hearts to receive him now.